It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Laura and I are rooting for you tonight, and good luck.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
Lou Rawls. You'll never
find. Thank you very much. The late Lou Rawls. As
long he shall be missed.
Someone who cares about you. Loves you. Sorry about
that. Didn't
he
have trouble with spousal abuse?
Oh, no. Don't tell me that, really?
I think there were issues.
Was that in your big brain? I didn't know that.
I'll have to double check it. But you know what? I don't want to speak ill of the dead.
I thought he was Sweet Lou Rawls. And now, what do you think?
Sweet Baby Lou.
Coach Woodcock.
Anderson, is there a reason why your shoe is untied? You see, on the kickball field, a screw-up like that can put you in a wheelchair. You'll end up writing your name with a pencil taped to your head the rest of your life. Set a 10.
Set a 10.
Set a 10.
That's what we do on this show. Set a 10. Here's what we didn't get to today on the show. I was going to talk up the show that I really enjoy, Locked Up Abroad. Probably, in my opinion, really the most underrated show in television.
Is it a good-looking broad?
An amazing. It was not that kind of broad,
Sorry.
But really fabulous, and I'll tell you more about that and why I love that show and why I think everybody should be watching
it.
Their production values are almost movie feature-length movie quality.
Wow.
And I really enjoyed it. And the best one I've ever seen was last night. I'll tell you about that. Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't get a chance to tell you about my face that is falling off. My face is aging, and I was very aware of my sloughing face in front of Lindsay Zarniak. I need a good dermatologist. And you know what? In this market,
I disagree.
In Northern Virginia, well, I'm in the sun, and I'm having different reactions to the sun. I just want to check and see how many melanomas I have on my face.
Do you cream your face?
I don't cream enough, and I need. You know what? I need a dermatologist.
No, you don't.
I do.
Well, now,
I do.
What's wrong? I mean,
I just have a little spot. Well, I have a spot here, and I have a spot here, and I have a spot here.
Could it be acne?
No, it's not acne. I'm too old for acne now. I don't have, except maybe right here.
I was going to say, I'm not that much younger than you, and I still get the occasional.
I know, but it's not that. It's just, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Also, we didn't get a chance to really explore Beth Ann in depth. I want to set aside some time.
Get her in the stirrups.
To let her really, you know, she gets away with it. She does not have to linger in here.
She will again.
She runs away. Mm-hmm. She'll throw a little thing. Well, maybe I'll be going to lunch with somebody. And then it's a promotion. Mm-hmm. But I really want to find out. And right now she's rolling her eyes.
I know what she does.
We've been ignoring her on this broadcast, and I want to stop doing
that. She tries to overbook, so she cannot have the focus. Mm-hmm.
I know that's what she does. That's her game.
And also, don't we, tomorrow with Joe, too.
We might have, you know, as a matter of fact, we should probably let him know today. Yes.
Joe, shall we have him in?
No, we don't need to have him in. No time for that. I will tell you, Joe, tomorrow, I think it might be a good idea if you're trying to get rid of them, you should bring in your kittens. And we should try to give them away on the air.
Free.
Joe, come into the studio. Let me just ask you if it's
okay.
Because
you know what I remember, a great moment. Do you remember when the Jingle Cats had their Christmas CD? And one of the Jingle Cats came into the studio and crawled into the board?
Yeah, it
was wonderful. And we could not get the Jingle Cat out.
Would you be willing to bring in your kittens tomorrow so we can try to give them away on the air? And I swear to God, Joe, will be the ultimate arbiter. I will let you decide. You will be the final word. We'll set up the people who might qualify for this, but you will be the final word. And if Tracy is not comfortable with it, we will not give them away on the air.
I'll talk to her about it. I don't have a problem with it, but
Tracy and I are tight. Incidentally, we hung out at Hard Times Cafe, and I like Tracy, and I think Tracy should understand. I'm not going to try to like give the cats away to any psychopath. We're not going to have Jeffrey Dahmer. I'd like the kittens.
No one with a cookbook. You mean?
I love the kittens.
Deep fryer.
check with Tracy and see if we can bring. Maybe
yeah,
at
my
least...
only reservation is that when I was talking about him on my show, I got an email from somebody who's with one of these animal organizations that asked me not to do that.
Why?
But if I've got flyers in the hallway, I mean, what's the difference?
Right. So what we would do is we would screen any applicants.
Of course.
Right.
We will screen and double screen. We will not give away the kittens to a bad home. I promise you. And you know what? I wouldn't mind tomorrow, if we talk about this, maybe getting a family to come down here and why are you raising your hand?
Oh, are
why?
You bringing your dog tomorrow too?
Get a good home.
What?
I just want to make sure they get a good home.
They will. Well, that's several of us. I defer to you and to Joe and to Tracy and everybody.
And to me.
I just thought, you know what? Even if we don't give them away, can you bring your kittens in tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Meep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, both of you get out here. We'll have kittens tomorrow.
Like fun,
and we'll see. We'll be very careful. Meep. It'll be as much fun as Beth Ann's dog.
Well, here's the thing. they've got to go now. They're running all over the house.
Perfect.
And so they're at that perfect age.
We watch the door tomorrow and keep the kittens here in the studio.
Make sure
they don't chew on any wires. So that more fun, more thrills tomorrow.
Love cats.
Looking forward to that. So let's get to the last segment of Buzz here before we got to get out of here. Here he is, the man, the legend himself. Go ahead, Buzz.
Well, never mind Trooper Gate. Sarah Palin for the last couple of weeks has been a rock star, drawing crowds bigger than John McCain.
It's got to be a little embarrassing, I would think, for McCain that she is drawing bigger crowds.
Do you think he's excited, though, about it?
If it gets him elected, sure, he's going
to
be pleased.
I'll tell you, even though you've got a very short time to the election, I would be thinking, if I was in the Republican Party, I would be thinking it's going to be backlash time. It's going to be, they love to build you up and they love to tear you down, and
true.
I think there's enough time for both things to happen.
How many days now, like 50?
50 to 50.
How about 50? That? 50
days.
There were a lot of empty chairs at the McCain rally yesterday in Jacksonville, Florida, because organizers underestimated the drop in attendance when he appears without Palin. McCain drew 3,000 people yesterday, but just outside Denver, Palin drew twice that many, 6,000 people, which raises the question, how are those Joe Biden rallies going?
Oh, yeah, that is a question. How are they going?
Well, he's not out.
I was going to say, aren't there any rallies?
No.
They're not doing any rallies with old Joe?
None so far.
He looked, again, we said it
already.
There's
no doll, there are no rallies.
He was so sleepy on the Today Show.
Yeah, but he was that Joe that I love on the Today Show where he just kind of cuts through the crap. Yeah. I mean, whether whether you like him or not, I just like the way he's like, here's the way it is. Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, this is the way. I love that. He reminds me of like an old uncle of mine. Listen, this is the way it really. You really want to take care. You really want to go to a decent auto repair shop. Listen, this is the way it is. Listen, that's the way it is. Listen.
But for now, what everyone seems to want to know is when Tina Fey might return as Sarah Palin to Saturday Night Live.
The only reason I will watch Saturday Night Live, I thoroughly enjoyed that and then was lulled into the sense of security that Saturday Night Live was actually going to be funny.
Well, as a rule, it's pretty much the same thing always. It's a 90-minute show with 5 great minutes of entertainment.
Yeah, 5 great minutes and lovely young gay comedians. I'm sorry. That's what it looks like to me. I swear to God, Lorne Michaels, I might as well be Janis Dickinson with the guys today on Saturday Night Live. Really? Do you remember when they used to have guys that were ugly and funny?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now it's just like, here's Seth, here's Those Brian, here's Todd. Hello? Line up at the model house, guys.
Well, this last Saturday.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course.
No, as a matter of fact, that's one of the things you liked about it.
Exactly.
I am a gay American.
Thank you.
This past Saturday, SNL scored its highest ratings in 7 years for a season opener. The ratings for this year's opening night were 64% higher than they were last year.
It was so unfunny for most of it.
Yeah,
it was
so
depressing.
Actually, I heard that. I heard Matt Rausch give a review of Saturday Night Live, and after I heard it, I knew to only watch that first 5 minutes. So that's what I did.
Wish I had. Wish I hadn't been lulled into thinking it would. And you know what? Michael Palin, great swimmer. That's what I can say about Michael Phelps.
Michael Palin. Michael Palin's Monty Python. I had Sarah Palin and Michael Phelps in my brain. You see how I did that?
That was wonderful.
Now, I should say about Michael Phelps, he really, as far as his performance on Saturday Night Live, he really is a good swimmer.
He is a great swimmer. Maybe the greatest ever.
Maybe the best. SNL will be back with a new show this week, but Tina Fey won't be there. She'll be in Hollywood preparing to win some Emmys for her newer show, 30 Rock. Now, that doesn't mean she won't be back for future episodes, but don't rule out the show finding some other Palin lookalike. Lorne Michaels says he has a plan B and a plan C for those times when Tina's too busy with 30 Rock to appear on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
A spokeswoman for Palin says the vice presidential candidate says, quote, she thought it was quite funny, especially since she once dressed up as Tina Fey for Halloween. But a McCain spokesman calls the send-up sexist and dismissive. That's the official stand.
This is where they're making a mistake.
No, they should embrace it.
Embrace it. It's comedy. There are no rules. You know, sexist my ass. It was funny. I mean, and as a matter of fact, I didn't think it was edgy enough. I'd like to see Tina Fey go on Bill Maher's show and see what kind of writers they could do for that.
Now, how about this, though? Think about Saturday Night Live this weekend. They only have 6 days to write the show, not the 5 months they had to write the first show of the season.
The first hysterical show of the season?
They've got 6 days to put together something good, so this should be a great
week. There'll be plenty of Amy Poehler.
Oh, even the last one was written in a week.
There'll be plenty of Amy Poehler, and I think that's what we can look forward to.
You like that?
He has his favorites, and you see them in every single sketch.
Okay.
The McCain camp is also still reeling.
You're an old queen. He has his favorites.
He does.
The McCain camp is also still reeling from his appearance last week on The View. The hens were pretty tough on McCain.
Yep.
Joy Behar told him his ads are lies. Whoopi asked him if she should worry about being returned to slavery. Quoting Cindy McCain, they picked our bones clean.
Okay. Well, I mean, you go on those shows, you gotta deal with it. I think what the press is complaining about with all of the candidates right now is there's got to be more accessibility, and that's for Obama, McCain, Palin, and Biden. I think we want to see more of them instead of this controlled stuff. I think we need more access.
Yeah, and my dream will never come true now. I wanted to see them both on TRL.
Yes, now that's gone, Rob.
So many dreams.
Your
crushed.
Favorite show.
Rescuers in hurricane-ravaged South Texas are facing devastation, heartbreak, lions.
Lions?
What? Among the obstacles they face, rescuers lions. In the Galveston area have been focused on a man who collects exotic animals.
Lion. And you, lion.
He was holed up inside a Baptist church with his pet lion.
Oh, a Baptist
I'll survive
lion.
The storm. You know why?
Why?
I've got my lion.
Quoting a task force leader, we're not going in there. We know where the lion is on the food chain. We're still learning how devastating a storm Ike was, especially from Galveston to Houston. At least 30 people perished in 8 states, and tombs and caskets have floated to the surface.
Sorry we mentioned this only one time today, but you can help the victims of Hurricane Ike. 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcross.org. I like to mention that every day.
Thank you. I'm glad you did. And the evacuees, in fact, are still being told it's too soon for them to try to go home.
But make sure the Red Cross doesn't give any money to the lion.
The lion!
Finally, blue-collar comedian Ron Tater Salad White admits...
I've been to all of his shows. How come we couldn't get him? That'd be great. Hey, Beth Ann, great booking.
She's on it. Mm-hmm. He admits he was carrying marijuana when he was busted by police in Florida last week.
Tater salad.
But White says he has a medical prescription for it, and he says the only reason he got busted is that a disgruntled former employee of his ratted him out.
Stand-up comedian?
Yes.
But they traveled solo.
Some of them, the particularly successful ones like Tater Salad.
Tater Salad.
Well, he's also, Mike, he's not just a comedian. He's also the CEO of Tater Salad Incorporated.
Tater Salad. He has people. To show he has no hard feelings, though, either toward the cops who busted him or the jailers who hosted him for a couple of hours, Tater did something most guys who get arrested never do. He sent them free pizza.
Oh, that's nice.
The jailers refused delivery, something about not accepting gratuities. The sheriff's officer, however, says they were very tasty. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara
so
Show.
So they didn't accept it, or they did?
The sheriff's office did. The jailers did not.
Oh, what? Those jailers.
But a good tip for us all.
Oh, very good. Yes, give the guys that buzzed you pizza.
That's right. Buzz Tater Salad Burbank.
You didn't do that, did you, Rob?
No, I never did.
Thanks. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank Lindsay Zarniak.
Please.
Wow, what a thrill to have her on the show. Really.
Thank you.
She's going to be a great fit. We welcome her to our team. She'll be doing sports reports for us throughout at least the NFL season every week on the show.
Yay.
We look forward to that. Also to Janice Dickinson. Her show is, what is it, Supermodel House? Where the hell is it? Hold on.
Janice Dickinson.
It's a very good show.
It's a good show. I want to give her a proper plug.
She
was
very
nice.
Modeling agency.
She
Janice Dickinson
nice.
Modeling Agency?
That's
that's
it. Let's
yeah,
call
that's
it
right.
that.
John, and that's on Tuesdays, 10 o'clock on...
Oxygen.
Very good. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Tater Pie Westwood One Radio Network.
Tater Salad.
Sorry about that. I get confused at the end of the show.
I know.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with the poem of the day. Yes. Ladies and gents, we're happy and gay. Lindsay Zarniak made our day. Mm-hmm. Hour of 10 is still a stumper. One of the questions went in the dumper. Fantasy football makes us fight. Rob was wrong and Mike was right.
Hey.
Janice Dickinson was a gas. 50 plus and what an ass! So till Wednesday, we say adieu, the Frenchy way. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We're the cure for what is ailing from the show that's hotter than Sarah Palin.
Good Lord.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you tomorrow, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Hey, gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.